how are you dealing with the new normal of quarantine life? Yeah.
I mean, it's a lot, man. I am learning to be creative in new ways, but also learning to give myself a lot of grace right now. A lot of grace, a lot of kindness to myself. I had a moment about a month ago where I think I had COVID, but I didn't. It wasn't bad enough for me to go get the test, but things got pretty rough, and it made me ask for help. It made me reach out to people that I wouldn't normally reach out to, and I think that's something that I'm learning in this time, is that I need community. I need to reach out to my community, and so yeah.
How has the new season been?
I mean, it's been incredible. It's we're fortunate in a lot of ways. I feel very fortunate that we finished the series when we did. I feel fortunate that the series has this dialogue about grief and joy and humor and heart through music. And I'm grateful that we have it in the world right now, because I think it's a bridge. It's a way of people having community in this time. So when my industry is shut down, it almost feels like my creativity has no place to go. And so why engage with it at all? And I've had to really assess that and be like, okay, well, my creativity is not bound to a dollar sign. It's not bound to someone paying me. And so I've learned to be creative in other ways. And I've learned that whether it's writing or dancing or singing, doing it because it makes my soul feel good is that's just as important, if not more important, than anything else.
Give a good message to the healthcare workers, the people that's on the front line.
Bro. All I got, I'm gonna get emotional, man. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you for everything that you've given, every bit of time with your family, all this time that you're sacrificing, and your expertise, and the time that you put into the work, and the things that are happening behind the scenes. I know there's a lot of joy and there's a lot of happiness, but in the same time, there's a lot of grief and a lot of sadness and a lot of hurt. And you are on the front lines receiving all of that energy. And thank you. Thank you for being there for us. Thank you for helping us. We need you. And if you're not hearing it enough, I'm thankful that I get the space and the opportunity to tell you thank you.